We started really well. We jumped out of the blocks, and then they struck back with a vengeance, really, didn't they? They were fantastic, particularly for a team that are young, and you know they've got some really good players out. So they got right into the game, and just either end of the game, they were mopping it up, sort of both ends. So our work rate and hardness was down, I thought, and we asked for a lift at half time, and I thought we were pretty emphatic after half time, particularly that last quarter. I think it was 20 entries to 5. We just changed a few little things with their plus one, and we scored more effectively in the third. And really, the ball lived at our end in the last quarter. We just could have scored a little bit more efficiently, I would have thought. But all credit to them. You know, the good young side. We knew their ground ball was really strong. I thought they had some good speed, ran quite well. But from our end, it would have been easy to turn up our toes and say a bit hard tonight, but good teams dig in and find the way and respond. I thought our leaders stood up, and guys that had been down a little bit, you know, I thought Fife all night, Fife and Damien, great matchup, both played great. We both let it roll, backed our players in. And then guys that were down a little bit, you know, like Walters in the third and Pavlich, and then Mundy lifted in the last, and Hill. So, yeah, everyone played a part at different times. And that's what you need. If a few guys that are down don't lift, you don't get across the line, because you can't just leave it to a couple. And I thought we would be top heavy. I thought that was significant. We called that early. We sort of knew going in. And it was a flip of the coin, Tabernard and Clark, but we just wanted to stick with the other ruckman. And that was the reason behind that. So.
In hindsight, would you have brought him as a good, maybe left out Tabernard?
Look, hindsight's really easy. Tabernard and Clark have been fantastic. The structure's been working. And it was just a difficult night, you know. Surface is hard, it's wet, it's fine, but it's just a little bit difficult. That's okay.
Well, surely those were remarkably good with their hands in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Then the rain came, didn't they?
Overuse it.
Well, they just struggled to just switch up to something different.
Yeah, I thought Adelaide's pressure was really good, but too much handball in those conditions invites it in. We're pretty slick early, but if you keep going that way when the rain comes, the pressure comes, and but all credit to them, you know, so to the Crows, they're pretty good.
Looks like your ruckman's gone into the record books with 69 hit
outs. Is that what he's had? Yeah.
How much do you think that number or...
Well, it's significant because at the end of the day, they're number one scoring and defence in the centre square bounce. We've kicked two goals to their zero or 1 point. They kick four when they win and one when they lose. So that was a focus for us coming in. So I thought at the end of the day, that's significant in the result. It's probably the result what we win by, I couldn't tell you. Is that the result? Probably. Yeah.
Can you just expand a little bit more on Fife and Dangerfield and your thinking on it throughout the month?
Oh, well, we acknowledged Dangerfield was getting a fair bit and we thought we'd just let it sit. You know, we didn't want to go negative. We wanted to attack through the midfield. So we just stuck it out. We're happy with the outcome.
Is it a bit of a shift for you, Ross, that usually Fremantle or your teams are known for having someone who's sitting under
you
let that
one? Yeah, we have had the lockdown tagger. And really all my coaching at St Kilda, Clint Jones and Crowley. And out of crisis comes opportunity. So the opportunities play a bit different. We rely on our team defence. And that's been getting it done. But the only time we tagged has been Boak, round one, with Clancy. So there might be a time we have to do it, but we're holding our nerve. We're pretty pleased with the shift.
Does that almost go against your sort of ingrained psyche then, to let Dangerfield get close to 40 and not sit on him?
Not really, no. It's about adaptability and changing. We all, the only constant in the AFL is change. And I'm a part of that.
Is there a reason why the game, it's not just you, but the game is...
I think it's still in there a lot. There's a lot of teams that have got a tagger. A lot of teams. No, I think you could break them down, but I haven't got time. There's still a lot of teams that tag.
No, so I've put it again that he's the best player in the league tonight.
Well, if that's your view, you can write it. I don't need to validate your view. I think he's a pretty good player. But I think when you're trying to spit the highest level echelon of AFL talent, we've got to be really careful, I reckon. There's some great players out there. Buddy's handy, Selwood's handy, Dangerfield's handy. There's some really special players, and Ablett's a pretty good player. I think just Pendlebury is pretty special. I think we just bandy about the number one player way too easily, in my view. But I think you're entitled to do it. I get it. And he's a great player, and we love him, and he's a great leader, and he's growing. So, but I think you're splitting hairs. Once you get to that level, you take it, all of them.
Yes, he did show tonight that he can do it in all conditions.
Yeah, OK, yeah.
You mentioned earlier that the players needed to lift after half-time. Do you think that the side's maturing a lot more, that they're sort of doing that themselves rather than being told? Or they come of age a lot more in that one?
Yeah, not something I've thought about too much. Look, we got some really strong leaders, but look, I thought Tommy Sheridan stood up. So, our youth is going quite well. That's a sign of a good team. They don't need the bloke in the little green top to come out or me at half time. Certainly, there was no berating. We just said, identified a few things and, let's respond to you. Got full faith in you, and they duly delivered. But I think, it's a marathon. It's really difficult to... you're going to go on the road we're on. You're going to have some challenges. I think the competition throws that up. So and one was tonight, and difficult conditions, but it's great to stand up and learn a bit about yourselves.
On that, Ross, with all these 9 wins banked, what advantages can you find in that marathon and all those challenges that...
Well, I know is when you're available and you're in form, you need to win. As silly as that sounds, because you can be in really good form of playing, you can have a 10-minute lapse and lose a game that you should win. So, because the headwinds are going to come, injury, suspension, form. So, you've got to take your opportunities when you get them, and fortunately we're doing that, because there'll be some times where things don't quite go our way and you've got that little bit of buffer. But I think it's as simple as that.
Tonight as well,
did so I didn't see that.
3 in a row for them coming in.
Yeah, it's significant, isn't it? They're a big challenge. They're a momentum team. They're on a roll. But again, we'll accept the challenge. We'll need to improve. We come out unscathed. I don't think there's any incidents that we should be worried about. And it's a short week, isn't it? Yeah, so both short weeks. We've both got to get on the bird. They'll have to come over. We'll get home. So... we'll enjoy tonight. Wins are really hard to come by, and as you know, it's a significant challenge. So we're going to have to play at our very, very best. But we're really excited about the football we're playing. We're excited in front of the purple haze at home, the loud crowd. They'll be passionate. They'll be fired up, and we accept the challenge.
9 in a row is a club record. What does that mean for you?
Look, how we measure ourselves, we've got a way we want to play, what we want to stand for. Every week, that's the battle against ourselves. That's where we start. What we value and what we measure is we have a vision for how we want to play and a trademark. That's who we compete against every week. The wins are just a function of that process. So we'll lose one at one point, but it won't be about the 4 points. Will be how we measure up against our vision for ourselves. That's what we compete against every week. Thanks so much.